This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A Ugandan Olympian has been laid to rest with full military honors after being killed by her partner. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Ugandan Olympic marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei was laid to rest in her hometown of Bukwo on Saturday. The 33-year-old died after allegedly being doused in petrol and set alight by her former partner in the Kenyan village where she was living, just 3 weeks after returning from a 44th place finish at the Paris Olympic Games. She was given a burial with full military honours. As a brass band played at her funeral, soldiers from the Uganda's People's Defence Forces acted as pallbearers. Cheptegei's tragic death sparked anger over the high levels of violence against women in Kenya. Cheptegei is the third elite runner to allegedly die at the hands of a romantic partner in Kenya since 2021.
Sean Hogan for Reuters. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the latest attempt to salvage an oil tanker blown up by Houthi rebels.
A new attempt has begun to salvage an oil tanker that's been burning in the Red Sea following attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The EU's naval mission published images of its vessel escorting ships heading to the Greek-flagged oil tanker Sounion. It has been weeks since it came under attack from the Houthis. The vessel had been staffed by a crew of Filipinos and Russians, as well as private security personnel, who were taken by a French destroyer to nearby Djibouti. The Houthis later planned explosives aboard the ship and detonated them. This has raised fears that the ship's 1 million barrels of crude oil could spill into the Red Sea. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
At least 10 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Saturday. Palestinian media reported the strike hit a residential housing unit in the Al-Tufa neighborhood east of Gaza City. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump pledged to conduct mass deportations of Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio on Friday, even though the majority are in the United States legally. Trevor Coral reports.
We will do large deportations from Springfield, Ohio.
The city has been at the center of a social media maelstrom after right-wing agitators latched onto false claims that Haitian arrivals were eating household pets. He did not repeat the assertions he made during Tuesday's presidential debate with Democrat Kamala Harris. Those remarks have been widely mocked. President Joe Biden at the White House on Friday addressed the issue directly.
This has to stop what he's doing. It has to stop.
Haitian community leaders across the U.S. have said Trump's remarks could put lives at risk. City officials say they have received no credible reports of anybody eating household animals.
Trevor Coral from Reuters. Four people have died in Romania in floods triggered by Storm Boris, which has brought torrential rains and widespread disruption to Central and Eastern Europe, rescue services said on Saturday. Meanwhile, in Poland, the government warned the situation would be the most difficult in the southwest going into Saturday afternoon and evening. Zofia Uvshaka lives by the border with the Czech Republic.
Of course I'm scared. Everyone's afraid of water. Water is the most powerful force of nature. Everyone is scared. Maybe the bridges will be cut off because the water is still rising and there's no hope of the rain stopping.
Authorities have shut the border crossing with the Czech Republic after a river flooded its banks, closed several roads, and halted trains. AP correspondent David Koeing reports Boeing has not said what the company will try to do in persuading striking union workers to accept the deal on the table.
The biggest issue that we heard from workers as they went in to vote and as they were on picket lines is they didn't think this offer of 25% pay raise over 4 years is enough. They want 40%. Of course, that will cost Boeing a lot more money. And Boeing has lost more than $25 billion over the last 6 years. Their debt is around $60 billion. So they don't want to dig a bigger hole, but they are in a difficult spot because they really need those workers to keep the assembly lines going.
David Koenig for the AP. An Italian prosecutor on Saturday asked a judge to sentence right-wing League leader and former Interior Minister Matteo Salvini to 6 years in prison over his 2019 decision to prevent more than 100 migrants from landing in the country. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.